Works by local painter Douglas Johnson are on display at Heartland Community College until mid-December. And tomorrow, the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland will host an artist reception as Johnson's exhibit highlighting Central Illinois landscapes enters its final weeks. Arts correspondent Lauren Warnicki speaks to Johnson and Carol Hahn, who creates the gallery's exhibitions.
Curator and Heartland Community College Associate Dean of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Carol Hahn, says that a major goal of the campus's Joe McCauley Gallery is to engage students with art and get them to think about it. In addition to catering to students, the public is invited to visit the gallery anytime the college is open.
It's one of my favorite parts is that when the two audiences come together, the outside art audience with the student audience, because are the people who make the journey and find us, right? They are the art lovers, and they come in and they discover this kind of jewel box gallery that with a fantastic show, right? So it kind of is, it's a surprise for them.
The title of the exhibition is A Sense of Place. And I imagine that you do have a lot of local artists and as students among your student body, Carol. And so I'm curious as to, you know, how the two of you worked together or what that conversation was like in arriving at this theme for this particular exhibition.
Well, honestly, I knew that I wanted to show Doug's work, and so I just said, what do you got? Because I know, you know, I've watched him develop paintings, and I've seen his career kind of continue through the years, and I really, really thought his paintings would be a great fit for the gallery. So I really asked him just to show us what he, you know, to bring in what he had, because I know that it's going to be good quality.
So same question back to you then, Doug. What was your decision-making process in terms of what specific pieces you were going to bring to this exhibit?
Sure. Well, I paint every day, and so I have at any one time, you know, 10 or 15 paintings that I'm working on. And in this case, I selected from my catalog of available work, and I kind of picked a few things that maybe I wouldn't necessarily have shown because they had that local connection. I think it's really important that people experience art as being something that's real to them. And by choosing things that are so easily identifiable to be part of the show, they can see, gosh, you know, this is art worthy. And if that's art worthy, then art is real and it's tangible for me. And so, you know, there's a couple paintings here. There's a White House in Leroy that I haven't shown for several years. But, you know, gosh, there was a class in here, and one of the students said she drives by that house every day. And, you know, even some things that, like the Wash House in Bloomington, which is not an elaborate structure. It's one of these, you know, mid-century gyms that some time of day it has fantastic light. But there's something really special about saying that's part of my life, and that's part of art, and I can build that connection.
And what a privilege to have direct access to the artist, not only as someone that they can talk to that's a real person, but someone who they can learn from in real time as well. And I know that this is just the second exhibit back after COVID affected everything, including education. Carol, if maybe you can just speak on what it means to have this program up and running again and how it has impacted the students.
Well, I think one of the comments that we got on our last show, which was our first back, was just like, we are just so glad to be back together. So the gallery actually gives us a place to be together, even though, you know, sometimes students will come in separately or they'll come in as a class. But just a place to kind of be quiet, think about things. And in this case, like coming into our own community, right, and thinking about how beautiful it is and how our own experience is really significant and transcendent, right? That we might think we live in an ordinary place, but it's actually, you know, really wonderful. And it's a place, you know, quiet place where we can really appreciate that.
A Sense of Place, featuring works by Douglas Johnson, is on view at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College through December 15th. An artist reception takes place Tuesday, November 30th at 4 p.m. and is free for students and the general public.
Lauren Warnicki speaking to Douglas Johnson and Carol Hahn about A Sense of Place, now in its final weeks in the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College's Instructional Commons Building. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and Fridays, 9 to 12, on days when the college is open.